everybody. This is Katie Kennedy. Just to introduce myself, I am a pre-K teacher. I've been an educator for 4 years, and I am working on my master's right now. I'm really passionate about early childhood, and today's topic is Regulomelia. So I'm going to start a brief history of how the Regulomelia approach came to existence. So there was this brilliant man named Lori Malagusi. He lived from 1920 to 1994. He grew up in fascist Italy and remembered World War II as a long war that gobbled up the youth. Because of this experience, he became inspired to start a school to combat this. During the political and economic chaos that followed the fall of fascism and the German retreat from Italy. He decided to build a school with the parents and the children of the community. And there, the Regulomelia approach was born. They named this approach after the community, Regulomelia, that built this new approach and new school. So a definition of the Regulomelia approach. I would say that this is an approach to education based on the belief that children are powerful people full of desire and ability to grow up and construct their own knowledge. Children have not just a need, but the right to interact and communicate with each other and with caring and respectful adults. This approach is constructivist. The children construct their knowledge and are guided by their own natural curiosities that the teachers themselves facilitate. The teachers will set up provocations or materials for students to explore and dive deeper into their interests. The teachers also make sure that they document student learning and listen carefully to what the interests of their students are. And they need to present this documentation for parents, students, and teachers to be able to see, making that learning visible. Another aspect of this approach is using the classroom as the third teacher. So the classroom itself is a teacher. The materials, the environment that you set up for the students and is there for them to explore and to learn from. Another really large aspect of this approach is that learning is a community process. The parents, the kids, the teachers, they all are in a learning community and everyone gets involved and has contributions to make. And that's just a little summary of what the Regulomelia approach means to me and summarizing the information I've collected over time. All right, so when it comes to the Regulomelia approach, this can't be directly transplanted from Regulomelia. That's why teachers and educators in schools who use this approach say that they're inspired by Regulomelia, or they take the approach. They're not actually Regulomelia school because there is only one Regulomelia school that exists, and that is in Italy. So classrooms around the world take this approach and take the inspiration, and the context is a big piece of this approach. So every community is different, every group of kids is different, and every educator is different. And that brings different ideas, perspectives, and takes on this approach. I would just like to go over some resources for Regulomelia and the philosophy if you're interested. You can dive deeper into this concept and these philosophies. So a great thing that's happening locally right now is in Boston, there's an exhibit called the Wonder of Learning that is presenting the Regulomelia approach in a documentation form. And there you can explore documentation of learning and see the approach in action, converse with other educators who may be using the approach or presenting the approach. So that would be a really great starting point. Another resource I have is I recommend the book called The 100 Languages of Children. And it's called The Reggio Emilia Experience in Transformation. You can buy this book on Amazon pretty affordably. And the editors are Carolyn Edward, Lila Gandini, and George Foreman. I actually met Lila Gandini at a teacher workshop. She's a wonderful person. She's been acting sort of like a liaison to the United States from Reggio Emilia because she knows both languages and has dedicated her life passion to this approach. She actually sent me a book, Starstruck. But yes, this book is wonderful. It goes over the history, the philosophy, gives lots of examples of how it's used in the classroom. I highly recommend it. Another resource you can look into is the Reggio Emilia Alliance for the United States, and you can just research their website, and they always post trainings, and you can also subscribe to their journal and get monthly journal compilations of just work and peer-reviewed articles in this topic. It's really great. I actually personally subscribe to it, and I just learn a lot from it and just feel connected to the community itself. Another resource that I really recommend is going to a workshop, feeling part of the community. Follow those people that are leaders in the approach on Instagram, on Twitter, and just feel part of it. I've been to a couple workshops that have been really inspiring to me. I went to the Lesley College Institute, and that was a three-day workshop. I also visited some other Reggio Emilia schools that are around locally to get inspiration and just talk to educators and their take on the approach. For example, I've been to the Avon School in Boston. I've also visited the Lincoln Nursery School the Corva Museum, and they have a really great program as well. Another resource that I recommend is Fairy Dust Teaching. She has her own website, and she also is active on Facebook, and she has an email list that you can subscribe to, and she'll send you updates. This woman, her name is Sally Huey, and she has a whole online resource bundle that you can purchase, or you can purchase individual trainings, and she really breaks down how you can practically use this in the classroom in an early childhood setting, as well as like a public elementary school setting. She's just a really wonderful resource, and I personally just get little tidbits of like inspiration from her just by seeing her photographs on like social media and just also reading her emails. And I personally took the classroom as a third teacher workshop, and that really, really helped me be more intentional about my classroom and the materials that I put out to really, really drive student learning. So that's another resource that I recommend. To dive into Reggio Emilia in my personal classroom and my personal experience with children. So my school is that I've been working at for the past 3 years is Applewild. We're part of the K-8 school. We're kind of like a satellite program, preschool program. And our director decided that we were going to be Reggio Emilia inspired, nature inspired, and really taking a constructivist approach to our teaching. So we kind of decided not to do the typical conventional approach to preschool, where you have morning meeting with the calendar, when you teach literacy, and then with like really closed-ended worksheet type activities, and as like some would say, as she would say, the old school approach. We decided to really kind of flip that around and
take the Reggio Emilia approach, make our curriculum emergent based on the students' needs and just dive into their topics of interest. So let me just take you on a little journey. Let me just take you on a little journey of an example of how we in our school took an interest of the students and then just as a teacher facilitated deeper learning through provocations. So one day we went on a little hike to this frog pond and the children were just, you know, walking around the pond exploring, and one child found an egg sac. This is an egg sac for tadpoles. And the child asked, "What is this?" I said, "Oh, don't break it. That's a really, really amazing piece of nature." So we took it with a bucket, filled it with water, and brought it into the classroom. And I asked the students, "What do you think is going to happen with this? What do you think this is?" And I told them, "It's an egg sac." I asked them, "How many eggs do you think are in the sac? How many are going to hatch? What's going to hatch out of it?" And they had so many hypotheses, which brought in science. They brought in math by estimation. And then we watched the tadpoles hatch. The kids were so excited. And we got to see the whole life cycle of the frog, eventually release them. Throughout the whole experience, they would write letters to the tadpoles. They would feed the tadpoles, read books, draw, record their observations. There was just so much learning happening in such a meaningful way to the students. And it was an incredible, incredible learning experience to be a part of as a teacher and to facilitate. So I hope that gives you a better understanding of what it looks like in my classroom. And all right, peace out.